We are going to explain how to prepare for a job interview at English-speaking companies. This is you. You have applied for the company of your dreams. Now, you are excited to be invited for a job interview. So, what do you need to be well prepared? First of all, you should dress professionally and arrive on time. Remember that the first impression has a great impact on the interviewer. Furthermore, be sure to reread the job description and be knowledgeable about the company. What products do they make? Who is their competition? Also, know the names of the interviewers and how to pronounce them correctly. Try to role-play your interview with a friend with some basic questions like, "What are you good at?" or "Tell us something about yourself." However, don't memorize your statements or give 15-minute answers to basic questions. Instead, try connecting your skills to the position. You can avoid yes or no answers by talking about recent experiences. When practicing, try slowing down and don't worry that your English might not be good enough. Be positive. When meeting your interviewer, you should make eye contact. When your interviewer says, "My name is Paul Jones, how do you do?" don't talk about your actual feelings. Rather, mirror what the interviewer has said. "Pleased to meet you. How do you do, Mr. Jones?" This sounds polite. At the beginning, the interviewer might try to break the ice by talking about your journey. Keep the small talk brief and positive and give some extra information. So when he asks you, "Did you fly over from Germany this morning?" don't complain about the terrible flight you had. Rather say, "I flew over yesterday to stay with some friends." During the interview, be aware of your achievements without revealing too much private information. Avoid passive verb forms like, "I was given responsibility for." Instead, just as in your cover letter, use active verb forms like, "I was responsible for," when talking about your experience. This sounds much more dynamic. When you are asked for your opinion, avoid weak words such as "maybe." Use confident expressions such as "I'm sure that." At the end of the interview, make sure to have a couple of questions in mind. After all, you must like the job as well. Thank the interviewer for their time. And one more thing, only discuss money if you've been offered the job. By following these steps and pieces of advice, you should be well prepared. So go ahead and practice. Think of your dream company and be ready for an interview that shows an honest and confident you.